Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Turnbuckle Terminal fans, welcome to a special edition here on the show today. And we have with us someone that requested a little bit of time, and we are granting such to him. Simon Timmy Reed, welcome on.
Hey, thank you, Sign Guy. Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
Yep. All righty. So, as everybody knows, there was a little radio show, and actually, you know what, before I start this, I want to thank you for the time. I do appreciate it. I'm also going to put out a disclaimer. Sign Guy allowed me to have this time, so anything that's about to be said is expressed solely by me, nobody else. All inquiries can go to go fuck yourself. I've been out of the wrestling business 2 years. You know, it's one of those, I didn't want to be that guy from beyond the mat that, you know, jumping on trampolines and shit, being the old guy. Okay, so I walked away. I've been raising my kid. I've been working. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. So when I hear my name getting dragged through the mud by a bunch of old shit, I got to kind of, I feel as if I have the right to be able to defend that. Even though, as most people know out there, there's not much to defend. For those that don't know, I'm going to give a little history that's not going to go back to my fucking childhood, okay? So, back in the day, what was this sign guy? Maybe 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when we were doing Volcano. I'm sure you remember Volcano very well.
Yep.
Okay, so we were doing Volcano. Ron asked his student to take a dive during a quote-unquote fight, if you even want to fucking call it that. Of course, we found out, me being the head official, immediately, you know, reversed the decision, got rid of him, that kind of thing. From that, he went on this fucking tirade of trying to blackball me from everywhere, all the way down to, you don't need to say a word, but I'm going to throw this out there, that, you know, he was threatening certain companies that if I were to be there, rings would not show up. All the way down to radio personalities that if they were still going to have me come on air, that they wouldn't work these people anymore. So if you want to get into the whole bully thing about who we're talking about here, which I find funny too. So with all the blackballing and all this being said, he called me out once. I had a radio show with you where he called in and all he can do is try to berate me. And I will never forget this, quote unquote, you know, next time I see you, I'm going to beat your head into the concrete while my wife videotapes and laughs. The following Friday, that dumbass had a show at the B&I Marketplace in Tacoma, right around the corner from my house. So I took Frankie Sky, who now knows as Frankie. He wasn't Frankie back then. Well, he was, but he wasn't. But I took Frankie, just to make sure that there was kind of somebody there to see what was going to unfold. Ron saw me. Mr. I'm going to call you out, beat the shit out of you. He runs into the back, like a little fucking coward he is. Three individuals come out. I don't remember the kid's name. It's John's kid who was wrestling as Poe Frog at the time. Matt Miller. And, oh, everybody knows this one, Ron's best friend, the level 3 sex offender that he was hiding within his company, which, by the way, he had a baseball bat in his hand when he came out. So when they came out and decided to try to pull a little gang mentality, right? Isn't that what Ron was saying? Something about, you know, the mob mentality, right? Is they wanted to approach me. I asked which one wanted to get their ass beat first. Now, these three guys that approached me with weapons, run, go get security, who in turn called Lakewood PD because I told security guard to go fuck himself too. I was there to battle. You called me out, I'm there. Lakewood PD showed up three deep. They got my info, they got the story. The only thing the cop told me was, A, thank you for not beating the shit out of them because it was a nice day and they didn't want to do all that paperwork. B, I got a trespassing writ because the security guard didn't like the fact I told him to go fuck himself. Now, with this being said, I'd like to know where this fucking supposed knife came into play, because my guess is I probably would have been hauled off the fucking jail with any people with the knife. Just saying. That didn't happen. Give him a security guard to cooperate now, and if you could find that motherfucker.
Just there, sorry about that.
Kind of lost my headset. And so that covers this whole... Oh, yeah, there's going to be foul language. So that covers the whole knife incident, which there was no knife. Everybody knows it. They just can't admit that three fucking guys bitched out like cowards. And Ron, of course, can't admit that he ran like a coward. And let's fast forward this again, because, oh, yeah, the story goes on. This motherfucker calls me out a second time. What do? I show up to a show. And this was the... This was the benefit where they were using a friend of mine's name, which is why I showed up to this show, because I had a problem with it, as the family did. And then, what do you know? I'm sitting by the front door. All he wants to do is talk his fucking way out of it. That's it. So, I'm not going to go back to third grade, okay? That's the backstory with Ron, okay? He's a piece of shit. He's a coward. That's all there is to it. And now, when I heard this radio show Thursday... I was curious, and I'll admit, that's one thing that motherfucker got right on this radio show, right, was, do you remember the wording that he used? What was that shit, the master audience? Was that what he used?
I believe that's
he
right.
Was on the, yeah, sorry, he was on the money with that, though, right, because, I mean, I'll admit, I was the first one intrigued. Why? Because I read all this shit that he was posting, because it's all public. It's not like he can fucking hide from it. So. You know, you're going to sit there, threaten a guy, do this, do that, all the way. And I love the gun threat. That's fucking amazing, especially when he follows it up with, oh, I'm going to shoot you, but I'm also going to talk to PD about you. If you read my Facebook post, I hope you brought up that gun threat with PD, because my guess is you didn't talk to PD. Why? Because you know you're fucking stupid, okay? So, of course, I pipe in with my two cents about who's he going to fight. Ron's a bitch. He's always been a bitch. And he's... always going to continue to be a bitch. The guy lives in a false fantasy world where, I'm sorry, and I don't mean to offend any of my boys, okay? None whatsoever, no disrespect to my boys out there, okay? But this guy lives in a fantasy world where this fake fighting that we like to do on the weekends, he thinks is real and gives him clout. This is a scripted business, last I checked. If you believe your own hype, there's a problem there. You're a self-mark. That's issue number one. So again, what are you going to fight? Oh, wait, Cahagas. Ooh, and that's the only thing that made you famous in Alaska, dickhead, was the fact, and I won't even say Cahagas. You know who made you famous? You should be thanking the guys at the flea market. That's who you should be thanking. Because they're the ones that actually blew up that Cahagas video. Because of how fucking ridiculous it was. You literally saw a professional and an amateur. Now, I wouldn't even call you a fucking amateur because you look like dog shit. You looked worse than that fucking first day I saw you in the ring with Tim Flowers. And that's saying much because we all know my stance on Tim. But you want to continue to run, Doc Dudge, but yet you want to sit there and complain about everything that you do. I call this, you know, mirrored reflection. It's a mirrored reflection mentality. As in, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this, but I'm going to turn around and say it's you. Because you contradicted everything you fucking said on your interview. You want to talk about loyalty and respect, but literally a sentence later, because I reevaluated this. I literally, a few people even thought I was nuts for actually willingly listening to this shit again today while I was at work. So you want to talk about dishonor, respect, this, that, but yet in the next sentence you want to talk about how you lied to your family and how you work sign guy, even though you want to sit there and try to kiss his fucking ass for the first hour. You're supposed to have a show to cover whatever aspect it is with this fan on whatever happened. But it turns into a, oh, boo-hoo, poor me. You know, I was touched as a little kid's story. Pathetic. Even just as a human being, pathetic. That's your follow-up to that? That's your defense. There is no defense. That you showed everybody how much of a piece of shit you really are. So, just a couple quick tidbits before I get on to the last part. Literally, it's that quick, people. This is enough background story. We all know a lifelong story. Yeah, okay. So that little tidbit is here. I wasn't planning when my backstory, it's really going to be, you know. Really quick. Things that made me laugh. If you were to pay him $1,000, give him a limo, he wouldn't show up at the show. Dude, you'd be fucking blowing Matt if he did that for you. You would get down on your fucking knees and suck his cock. And if you deny it, you're a fucking liar. 3, 2, 1, you quit. Sounds to me, you even laid it out. Sounds to me that they literally pushed your ass out of the locker room. They didn't want to turn into that company in Arizona that you decided to try to barge into, that they decided to fucking shut down just to make sure you couldn't do anything with it. Some of us do our homework. Alaska loves him. Oh, yeah. We already covered that. I wanted to thank, I guess not. We were always going to thank the flea market. That was the only thing that made you famous, and that's not something to be really happy to be famous with. I'm going to cover that one in a minute. Cover that in a minute. Oh, the Piper Show. That was a good one that I laughed at. Piper Show, the boy showed up and said, oh, if he works, that they're going to cause problems at the venue. Absolutely. They know who they're dealing with, but everybody doesn't know. Cahagas found out because the boys talked to him way before he got you in the ring, pal. And I hope you do know that, too, mister. I hope you guys realize. I hope you realize. This one's great. I'm going to love this one. When he's talking about this fan and how he disrespected it, am I the only one that caught the fact that this asshole said, I didn't realize that he is special, that he is gay? I want to analyze that fucking sentence for a second. I didn't know he was special. I didn't know he was gay. So what are you implying exactly? Because I know what I took out of that. I'm not going to say it. But to me, that really just showed your fucking ignorance. Like, are you serious right now? Okay, so we know some of that shit's right. And this is going to be some of the creme de la creme because we're getting into the last part here, which is going to be when you decided to invite everybody down. Oh, my opponent will be more than happy to step out of the ring and let you in. Terry will be there to videotape it. Okay, I hope she's going live on Facebook. Because we all know that if you even remotely get your ass fucking stumped, that video ain't turning up anywhere. I got plans for that. I got plans for you. I got plans for your show. You don't call me out. You've learned twice. Both times you bitched out. Now here's where you fucked up, Ron. And I hope you're fucking listening really carefully right now. I have been out of the business for 2 years. 2 years. I haven't even talked to Santiago, who I consider family. I haven't talked to Matt probably since, maybe a month or two after the last project show that I worked. And it was just to show up so I could say hi to everybody and enjoy the show for 5 minutes before I had to go home. Okay? Which is also going to cover that whole, fucking Ethan sending Timmy and people sending Timmy. Nobody sends me, motherfucker. I'm me. I don't take orders from nobody except myself. Again, you ain't going to sit there and fucking dog me for years and run away and then call out some fan. It's not going to happen. Right? No hate. You're going to be protecting your staff and your fans. Right? No hate. I got to protect my people. That's a quote. Huh. Neo-Nazi movement, anybody? I'm just saying. I want you to listen to the wording of that. This is why I ask people if they've actually taken the time to listen to it. Because it's nothing less. I know everybody out there, because like, everybody thought I was nuts. If you're a lot of them post screenshots of this shit, of people are going, you willingly listen to that. There's no way I can. And I said, no, dude, see, that's what you understand. I was out loud laughing at my work today, taking notes as I was going through this damn web show. It is amazing to listen to. It is the best entertainment you'll ever get besides Clayton Bixby. And for those that don't know, that's a character from Chappelle's Show. Looked that shit up. I thought it was epic. Okay? But it was amusing how this guy literally played violence for myself to feel sorry for me, but yet in the same show, he's like, fuck you all, I worked you, da-da-da. Some of you, I have to question the people that are actually going to work with this individual. Because if you're hearing how he is doing this here, what's he doing with you when it comes down to your profession? Mr. Well, I hurt myself and I got suspended from work, this, that. Okay, great. So your leg's going to be hobbling? Is that what you let out there? I'm going to break you, Ron. Hey, Timmy hasn't been around 2 years. Timmy's dead. I hate to break it to you. Why is the Facebook still up? I don't remember the password to my fucking other one. That's brass tacks on that. And a few of the companies that I have personally worked for, yes, that I have worked for, like you were the only fucking one, they won't let me ditch Timmy. I played it too good. On that note, since somebody else likes to talk, Ron did not create Timmy Reed, if there was any question about that. The Timmy Reed, and let's get this totally right, the Diamond Timmy Reed character in itself was created by two people, and I was not one of them. It was created by one of my best friends, Mark, a.k.a. the Chef, the Wonder Man, the Sexy Beast. And then, of course, the other, which totally put the topping on the cake with the diamond, is my boy Santiago. That's where Timmy came from. Ron, you didn't create that, nor did you blow that up. It was because of me and the way I played it. Damon had the point. It wasn't you that created this shit. Yeah, you may have put the spot in there, dude, but would we have gone elsewhere without you? Yeah. Would I have gone elsewhere without you? No. I'm keeping it real. Because you were the one that wanted to bring me in after months and months of begging me when I was traveling with Santiago just to kind of, you know, hang out with the boys and still have that mentality and in the business. Month in, month out, when you gotta work for me? When you gotta work for me? I have no desire. I got out of the business. Hey, guys, nothing I asked you for, pal. You came to me. Remember that. I just happen to know what to do with it. I just happen to be a trained individual who has seen way more bright lights, by the way, than you ever will, pal. Let's not get into the history of where I've been. I got you beat by a long slide. So if there's any question on anything this fucker said, the Benji shit is all a lie. I got that confirmed. Benji never fucking deleted his Facebook. It's still alive and well. People are still chiming in this damn conversation and piping in. Just know you called out a grown-ass man that's got nothing to do with your business no more. So as far as I'm concerned, you called me out as a man. You run and hide, I'm going to find you. It's going to be, I'd say it'd be a great premiere, but I think it's going to be more like a great Bellmere. Just saying. Ron himself should know the reference I'm getting at right there, and I'll leave that one at that. You're not safe. Do I have any ill will towards you? No. Do I want to beat the shit out of you? There's been times, yeah. Is it something I've longed for, that I've itched for? No. Why this time? Because I could really care less what the fuck you say about me. There's a 420 show that's got, everybody knows what the fuck I do. And so motherfuckers like you can't do stupid shit like this. So, again, dated your cousin, Terry's cousin. What the fuck, dude, really? That was that old Pablo Anita. You tried to pawn your cousin off to suck my fucking cock that night, dude. That's not dating. That's you trying to pawn off your cousin just so I can get a Hummer. What else you got? Because I don't mind touching any fucking subject you got. Meth, I'm way more of a cokehead. That's been admitted many times over. But, too, have fun with it if y'all want some good information. I just got a new job. I'm now working at one of our fine marijuana establishments here in Washington State, and it is a great job. I've enjoyed it so far. But what else you got? Is that it? Oh, jerk, I guess that, yeah, wrestling, buddy. Welcome to it. I've been doing it probably a lot longer than you have. But you fucked up. And you're going to learn that. So, since it's public, I know that fucker's listening as much as he wants to admit, he's not. Okay? You're more than welcome to call on it. Unlike you, I don't need to hide. I don't need to sit there and say, oh, I worked you over. I don't give a fuck, yo. What do you got? You can call in. I'm right here. I ain't got nothing to hide from. I'll give you any fucking answer that you want to ask me. But just know the end result is you are in a mutual combat state. You called me out on public air, and I publicly accepted. Thank you. I've been waiting years. If only I would have known this shit at the BNI days, I would have not only stopped the shit out of those 3 months, I would have fucking came looking for you. Just like I'm going to do this weekend. Some of you have probably no show like half your fucking roster is going to. Otherwise, you're in for not only an embarrassment, but probably a career-ending day. I'm killing you. Not in literal terms. Oh, no, no, no. Don't get that twisted, pal. Don't get that twisted. That goes with killing your company. Why you want to claim you're the big shot, you know, oh, I'm the champ here, I'm the champ there. Wait till that footage hits of that champ, of some dude just walking in the fucking building and smashing him to bits. What's that going to do? Oh, no, your belt's discredited. Your company's discredited. Oh, what's the threat? You're going to go for my throat. You're going to claw my eyes out. You fucking bitch. Are you serious? You're going to claw my eyes out. You're going to go for my fucking eyes. You ain't going to get that close, bud. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be in for some pain. And it's going to be legal. 100% legal. And I thank you for that. Now, if you want the tail of the tape, since he likes to claim all this shit, I also want to thank him for claiming that I am 25 years old. Because if I recall, one of the things he kept repeating over and over again, oh, he's half my age. You're 50, that makes me 25, right? I wish. Well, fuck, I'm 40. Okay, you got 10 years on me. But wait, haven't you been wrestling this whole time? So I know I haven't. Far from it. As a matter of fact, I get blown up doing a referee gig. But I'm in better shape than you. I'm 6'1", 205. Something told me your fat ass is bigger than me. Which means you got the advantage. I'm even walking. Dude, really? How are you going to stop me from walking into a goddamn restaurant? I have a few questions for you. If you could call in, I'd actually like to ask you these things. Because I'd like to know where your fucking brain is. Oh, wait. It's lack of. That's what the problem is. I was going to kind of go on a tangent here and be really fucking evil. And I mean evil to the point of, you know, you got to be careful of what you want to put out there. Your wife, Terry, wants to sit behind you and make her comments. She doesn't realize she makes herself public, right? So that means she's open game. You do know that, I hope. Okay, so there's a lot of evil shit I could touch on here, especially with that nice little lowbrow shit you wanted to pull at the end of your shit to try to throw out there. Because let me tell you about what half my brain wanted to say to you about that whole fucking scenario. True or not. I think it's funny that you're bitch enough to put that out there. I mean, goddamn, I really want to. I mean, fuck, who's to say? Yeah, no, we won't do that. I don't want to actually lose friends. And it has nothing to do with fans. It has to do with I was going to go a really tasteless route, and I want you to think a Serbian film on this one. And I think that's kind of my rant. I think I kind of cover everything. I mean, compulsive fucking liar. They say, oh, he had a knife. He had it. Dude, motherfucker, I would have been in jail. I don't need no fucking knife. I don't even need fists for you because you run. You are like the motherfucking Roadrunner in the old school fucking cartoons. That's all you see is a dust trail. So please, mister, I'm going to address it. I know you're listening. Call in. Sign guy's got the full permission to let you through. Because I want to hear what your bitch ass has to say now that you actually have me on the line. Which is why you weren't going to let calls through. Because you already know that you're going to be sitting there shivering. Your voice is going to be cracking and shaking. You're sitting there all week. You're waiting for Saturday, wondering how bad you're going to get it. To me, I think that's the most amusing part of it all. You don't think I'm going to show? Okay. Just know I've already talked to F your locker room. I'm still talking to more. I'm letting them know. Especially there's some guys there that I actually like and I have respect for. Why? Because they kept their fucking mouths shut and they did them. Those are the ones you respect. They're the ones getting these phone calls saying, hey, you might want to know show because I don't want you to actually get involved in this shit. Okay? Because anybody that gets in my fucking way getting to run, no, I'm taking you the fuck out and probably having you arrested. It's a mutual combat issue. Anybody jumps in, you're done. Like I said, I thought that whole put down shit, yeah, that's a great threat and all, but why? Why would I need to beat everybody down? Cool. Like I said, you made it legal, pal. Somebody gets in my well, take them down, they'll get arrested. You, go ahead. You want to pull something out? You want, gotta do it, I want to defend myself, even though you wanted to call me out for a fight? You pull anything out, I'll make sure you're locked up fucking ever. Just take your fucking beating like a man. End your shit. Because your reign's done, dude, and you might as well just walk the fuck away. You got a guy here that's a non-wrestler. I don't even talk to motherfuckers anymore. And I'm sitting there telling you, you're a fucking bitch, and I'm calling you out. How about that? I don't need to run around it like you did. You ain't nothing but a fucking pussy. So, publicly, there you go. I'm going to be at that show Saturday. I'm going to walk in that motherfucker. I'm going to knock your fucking teeth out. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to go home and enjoy my motherfucking Sunday. As a matter of fact, I might even go over to Uncle Sam's to go watch the other motherfucking wrestling show. Because they might actually have something of merit there. I think my anger is done there, Sanya. I think I kind of laid everything out. And if there's something I missed, please let me know. I'll cover it. Because there was a lot kind of said. I tried to kind of skim through it and get cliff notes, but it's hard to do that when you're at work. You know, it's hard to trim buds, but yet write down notes at the same time. That's some hard shit.
To my knowledge, Scott covered everything he wanted, so I think you're good.
Hey, here's what I'm asking you. If you have any fucking questions, like I said, I think it's pretty fucking simple on why I wanted this time. Like I said, you don't call me the fuck out, dude. You've done this twice. Each time you ran like a bitch. I mean, why? Why waste your fucking time? I'm glad to think it's good for me to think that you think I'm like the Conor fucking McGregor up here, apparently. Because calling me out, you think you're going to get notarized. That's all I see out of this. Because I see the three guys you wanted to call out, the three fucking big motherfuckers up here, and I'm not even a big motherfucker up here. Why? Your sales must be sinking there, bud. Well, they're going to sink all the way down to a fucking bankruptcy. I'm going to fucking close that shit down. And I'm sorry I kind of went on the rant that I did sign guy with, especially with the language. But like I said, I don't give a fuck anymore, dude. He says he doesn't give a fuck, dude. You came at a guy that's got nothing to do with it. When do I have to lose everything? How do you figure that? I'm not the one in this business, bud. I'm not the one supposedly claiming all these fucking titles from fucking Japan and this and that and fucking whatever, dude. That tells me you got way more to fucking lose than I do. What are you going to do to me? Either way, I'm going to work the next day and still making my paycheck and doing what I have done until you decided to be a fucking dumbass on the radio. What changes? Nothing. What changes for you? Everything. Like I said, look in the mirror, bud. You barked up the wrong tree this time, Ron. You know, fortunately, there's no way out of this one. That's why I wanted to make sure everything was public. And that's why I want to make sure everybody heard this shit. So everybody doesn't think, we might talk about that somewhere else. No, we're not. We're going to talk about it now. Okay? If you don't want to address it, fine. If you don't want to call in, fine. And this is just my opinion. it's a little bit of a shoot here, so I apologize, but Jason, my friend, I have known you for a long time, being Timmy. I've even known you before that when I was kind of still just hanging out with Phil. Okay. What I heard Thursday with that whole, oh, I fucking worked you, I lied to my family, this, that, dude. I'm not one to say, oh, let's not let this motherfucker in. I'll be the last one to actually do that. Why? Because it amuses the shit out of me that they still like to fucking hump the leg that they decided to piss on. But I really want to suggest to you, like, I mean, corporate sponsorship or not, and in case y'all are wondering, that's why there was no calls on Thursday. I was on the phone with Sean Guy the entire time, but he refused because the motherfucker actually did pay for airtime. I got to respect that. Sign Guy has always been pretty unbiased journalist in that aspect of things. But Jason, I'm not even going to Sign Guy. Jason, if this guy's going to work you and just fucking lie to you, money or not, dude, to me, that ain't worth your show and that ain't worth your fucking, you know, your shit, man. That's just me. You know, I know he's got this other show fucking playing and everything else, dude. I mean, why let the toilet feed itself? I would just dump it. I mean, but you're paying. I hope he's paying you at least three figures for that. Because if he's paying you like $20 and a pizza, bro, I'll pay you a 40 and I'll get you two pizzas just to make it a good day for you. But you don't need that piece of shit on here fucking talking shit, working you. I don't know. That whole fucking thing was stupid on Thursday.
Respect that.
It's just my opinion. You know, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. And again, that's why I've always loved you, because we've already gone over that. That's where my respect factor comes in with you, because no matter what people say, you're going to do what you're going to do. Okay, but
pretty much.
Just as my record. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'll never dog you for that. More power to you, bro. That's how we roll. Right? Always do you. But just in my opinion, there's no point in having somebody on if it's just going to be a bunch of fucking work stories, dude. If you're going to do that, why don't you just create your own fucking blog on fucking, you know, fucking YouTube or some shit like that, dude, and do your fantasy stories. Because now you're in real life. You want to talk about reality. You in real life now, bud. God, dude, I really fucking hope you decide to fucking be there Saturday. I am itching. This is bad. I'm not supposed to have this itch. So anyway, same guy. Buddy, old pal, old friend. I've got a better standstill at this point. I was really hoping that piece of shit would call in. Like I said, I was going to give him his time. I really wanted to hear this. It's all, no, I paid for this fucking time. Nobody's going to take my heat. I'm telling you, take my fucking heat. Call. Because you can't take my heat, bitch. Because you ain't shit. You're never going to be shit. Never will be shit. You ain't. You just shit. Like I said, you're the shit I scrape off the bottom of my boot there, bud. So what happens when you poke a lying dog? Besides that, I love everybody else in the Northwest. I miss my fucking wrestling boys. This is a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry for the fans that they got to deal with fucking assholes like this. You know, if you want to call me a bully and a fucking dick and this and that, dude, I've always treated my fans like fans. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the job that we had or currently have for some of us. Not me. Like I said, I'm done. I've been done. But these are the same people he wants to lie to and work and everything else. And oh, yeah. I'm glad you let that all out. And, yeah, you better interlude here, because I tell you, man, you should know Sign Guy. I could probably go on a rant for fucking hours about this fucking douchebag, and I don't want to do that. I just want to defend my fucking stance on this whole, you know, oh, you know, he wants to show up, pull a knife, and just all the fucking stupid shit, dude. Like I said, I don't need no fucking knife anytime, any day, buddy. You know where to find me. If not, I'll give you my fucking address. Hell, why not? I know yours. I guess it's only fair, right? There's no reason to go public online, talking shit, bringing out fucking dirt on motherfuckers, at least what you think is dirt. Because I'm sure, Terry, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, you probably fucking videotaped it, you know. Because, you know, I'm sure Terry knows about the blonde, too, right? That you cheated on her with fucking 6 years back. Is that what it was? I could probably get an exact day on that, too, as a matter of fact. But, you know, he who lives in a glass house should not throw rocks. Just saying. And I ain't got no dirt. What do you got on me? I mean, seriously. I would like to know. Or is it just shit you're grabbing onto that was fucking 10 years ago, which still wasn't nothing. It was just you and your fucking fantasy stories. So go have fun with your fucking bullshit fucking fantasy world and oh God, you know, Ethan's mad at you because, you know, you fired him. Get the fuck out of here. That made me laugh the most, too. Really? I love people, Ethan. The guy that's going everywhere, they're being head trainers at these fucking schools everywhere. You're saying he's mad because you fired him? I think you missed that fucking fine print in that little contract there, but... Well, this actually went 16 minutes past what I did, what I thought it was going to. At least it wasn't a 3-hour show. It probably could be if that piece of shit would call in. I'm trying to stall Sang. I really am, to be honest with you. I'm hoping he does get the balls, but we all know he ain't got them. So aside from that, brother, I apologize for this coming down on you and having to deal with me. I can be a dick. You didn't deserve anything, if you even got anything. I thought it was pretty nice to you, actually. That's to you, sign guy. I know you're out doing your fucking out about shit here. So, Jason!
Yo?
Sign guy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Get with it, bud. All right, I'm trying to wrap it up. So, I was trying to apologize to you when you were silent on me. Saying, hey, sorry this came down on your show. Sorry I had to have my fucking dickhead ass on here cursing and screaming and talking a bunch of dumb shit. But like I said, I just feel I don't. If you're going to use somebody's name, at least give them the decency to at least try to defend themselves. But you didn't want to do that. So I had my own show here. Well, we know what defamation is, too, because, like I said, I haven't been in the business for a couple of years, and you want to throw a bunch of shit out there, that'll be looked into as well. But that's going to be after the ass-whooping. So, yeah. So, son guy, I appreciate the time. Sorry on the rant. Like I said, I'm so tired of this dude. It's been fucking how many years? This guy hasn't grown up yet, being 50? God damn. What the fuck is wrong with people? But I love you, son, guys. I appreciate the time. Do you have any questions, any comments, anything whatsoever?
I think I'm good, but you're more than welcome on here. You know that.
And like I said, I appreciate the time. I appreciate you actually, like I said, taking an unbiased stance. You know, like I said, it's always been the niche with you, and I appreciate that, man. You always give people their fucking say, like, you don't let nobody go, like, unheard and shit. And I respect that shit. Especially from a normal average Joe like me over here who ain't shit and ain't nobody. Again, I appreciate it, man.
Not a problem.
Ow. That's what I call an ending. Yeah, rock and roll. So if you want to end your stuff here, man, like I said, I'm calling this a night. If y'all want a good fucking world star hip-hop moment, I'm going to that fucking show at a Mexican goddamn restaurant, which that was the second incident, too. They tried to call the cops. Oh, wait, no, there's been four now. Because he tried calling it to me when they did that parking lot show in El Poblanito, too. And the cops rolled at that one. They almost fucking arrested Coach for fucking filing a false report. So this is going to make four now. Well, I should have beat your ass on the last one. Three strikes, you're usually out. Sorry. Interlude. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. So I would advertise this show this weekend at El Poblanito. If I were you, I wouldn't be there. If I was a locker room, I'd no-show it. I'm gonna kill the show. Period. I'm gonna show you guys some shit that you ain't seen from me yet. Aside from that, I love you with most of y'all. Even some in that locker room, y'all know. Miss you guys. Sorry it's gotta end this way, man, but it's not my bad. Talk to that fuckhead. Aside from that, if you get a hold of y'all, give him my number. More power to him. I'm not gonna run like he does. So I'll see you Saturday, pal. And I'm not talking about you, Sonny. I'm talking about the other one. But you, I do hope to see at some point. I miss your ass, too. Good talking to you. Thank you for the time. That's all Timmy's got, man. I think that's the last all Timmy right. You're going to fucking hear. Go ahead. Sorry, bud.
Oh, so I was just going to say, DTR, thanks for being on. And, you know, you're always welcome if you got something to say.
Oh, long show, we'll have a show after Saturday just to give you the update because, you know, you won't get it from his fucking camp. So aside from that, yeah. Peace out, well, yeah, it was fun. Like I said, Timmy's been dead for a while. I want to drive it for a while. So to all those that have my back and my side and my front and everywhere else throughout those fucking 2 years, those are some of the best years I had. I appreciate y'all, every single one of you. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart. But now we're getting into reality, and there's one loose end to take care of. So from that, I'm going to bid y'all a good night. Have a good rest of the week. I'm sure y'all will hear about this shit on Saturday, whether it be through fucking Turnbuckle Turmoil or the goddamn 9 o'clock news. All yours, Jason. Thank you, buddy.
All right. DTR, everybody. We will be back with you later in the week.
Peace out, y'all.